Welcome back to another edition of Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Newberg alongside Ben Lieber. This is the show where we connect with you, the loyal Vikings fans.
And this week, we've got Cordero Patterson. He reads some fan mail. But first, we want to get connected with you. It's our favorite part of the show, so let's get connected. All right, so this week, I was a little reluctant, but we asked for you guys' pet pictures. And I was only reluctant because I'm like, how many people are going to send pet pictures?
A lot of people.
Well, it's probably our biggest response.
Pets are like kids. They just have four legs.
I love pets.
Yeah.
I have two cats, two dogs, a goldfish, and two frogs.
Okay.
All right,
wow.
And my daughter wants a rabbit as well. We're holding off on the rabbit until the cats are out the door.
So half of these should be your household.
But I love animals. I didn't think that we were going to get such a big response.
They're adorable. I'm happy we asked for it because if I had a dog, I would be dressing him up. Look at, this one's cute from Iowa Sculpture.
And as we go through them, I'm like, okay.
Right? Look how adorable it is.
Yes.
This little guy, he's wearing his jersey proudly. I can't tell what number. Doesn't matter. It's purple.
Yeah, he's like the police dog that you don't want to mess with.
That's right. All right, this one's cute.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like
little
it.
Pigtails.
Well, it's kind of
the hat.
We're in December, so we're out of the no shave November.
Right.
But that's kind of the same sort of thing.
It is. It is. And he's wearing it. I don't think a lot of them. Stop. This could be the rest of the show. We don't even have to talk.
The next
20 minutes.
The thing is, like, you've had this reaction.
My gosh.
We've probably seen this picture, I don't know, five times now.
Every time it gets cuter.
Internally, and you, every time you're like, oh my gosh.
Like, I wonder if he's even real. Look at him.
Oh, I just want to. Hold him and cuddle him.
I want him to be a guest on our show, whoever that is. I want him to be a guest. Look at this one. Take my
picture. This one does look like it's out of a calendar.
Yeah.
Like they could take this one and put like the Sherlock hat on with the pipe.
We've called all of them boys, but I'm pretty sure this one's a girl.
Could be.
She's posing for a picture.
Okay, and then this last one is to honor Bud Grant, who got the Bud Grant way at the new Viking Stadium.
Yeah.
And obviously a tremendous honor, and some of your comments?
One way, Bud's way.
Yeah.
As it should be.
And that's, I think, was the overriding theme yesterday during the speech.
Yeah, this was funny, too. I saw a lot of people talking about this. Look, his ears are uncovered, no gloves, his jacket's open on a sub-zero day. He's even holding on to a frigid pole. True to character, what a man. That, you know.
Because he's tough.
He hasn't changed.
He's tough.
Over all these
years.
The cold doesn't bother Bud.
No.
No, not at all.
I'm sure he's sweating out there.
This one from Susan. Congratulations, Mr. Grant. I've been a Bud Grant fan since I was a little girl, and I went to a Vikings game with my dad at the Met Sports Stadium. That's special. I remember some very cold games. You deserve the honor of having your own road. He sure does.
He does.
And memories like that, like you can't recreate anymore.
No. So congrats to Bud, and thank you to all the fans for sending us your pet pictures. I think Erin got a very big kick out
of it. Love them, guys.
All right, time now for the Golden Notch Award, and this week we're talking about sports flops. Not
major
fails,
flops.
But flops. And
flops.
This one, I don't even know if we have to show the other two, but we're going to.
You
have to see this one. This is why I think I speak for a lot of American sports fans.
Yes.
This is why I don't like watching soccer.
Okay.
All right?
Now, I've never watched soccer, so.
Yes.
This is one of my first, this is my entrance into it.
So, you want to talk about an epic flop? Watch this guy. Okay.
He fell.
He spins once, and then he does the fish out of water thing. So I don't understand. The more I watch it.
It looks
all
fake.
Right, more I watch it, it's pretty apparent that this is the area that's affected. All right. He gets tripped.
Yep.
All right, it happens.
That happens.
It's a game
in
where
you
sports. Kick the ball and you don't use your hands and people are going to fall down.
Right.
Right. But when he falls, he grabs his knee.
Right.
And I think he hurts himself because he pushes off his knee.
It's from that fish leap.
And he grabs his knee.
I thought this was a
skit. And really, is this necessary? Seriously?
I thought it was a skit.
Figure it out.
No.
They shouldn't red card the guy that tripped him. They red card this guy and kick him out of the league.
Did he get red carded?
No. I hope so.
I don't understand.
That's embarrassing,
it's
right?
really embarrassing. It's not a way to get the chicks.
No.
Or a date.
Which is why half these guys play. I mean,
right, exactly.
I mean, have you seen some of them? They make a ton of money. And they have smoke show girlfriends and wives, and they don't No.
No, and after an episode like that, mister.
Yeah, no. So there's your first nominee. It could be your winner, but...
Of all time.
Of all time. So there it is, sports flops.
Next on Vikings Connected, we talk to former Viking and one of the newest members of the College Football Hall of Fame, Darren Nelson. He joins us when we return.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.